2 Samuel, chapter 19. And it was told Joab that the king weeps and mourns for Absalom, and the victory that day was turned into mourning to all the people, because the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people got them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, "Oh, my son, Absalom, my son, Absalom, my son!" And Joab came to the house to the king and said, "You have shamed this day the faces of all your servants, which this day have saved your life and the lives of your sons and of your daughters and the lives of your wives and the lives of your concubines, and that you love your enemies and hate your friends, because you've declared this day that you regard neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all we had died this day, then it would have pleased you well. Now for this reason rise up and go forth and speak comfortably to your servants, because I swear by Yahweh that if you do not go forth, there will not stay one with you this night, and that will be worse to you than all the evil that befell you from your youth till now." And then the king rose up and sat in the gate. And they told to all the people, saying, "Behold, the king does sit in the gate." And all the people came before the king, because Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines, and now he has fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. For this reason now, therefore, why do you not speak a word of bringing the king back?" And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, saying, "Speak to the elders of Yehudah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? Seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house. You are my brethren, you are my bones and my flesh. For what reason then are you the last to bring back the king? And say you to Amasa, are you not of my bone and of my flesh? Yahweh do so to me, and more also, if you are not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab." And he bowed the heart of all the men of Yehudah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word to the king, "Return, you and all your servants." So the king returned and came to Jordan. And Yehudah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. For Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hastened and came down with the men of Yehudah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba the servant of the house of Shaul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they went over Jordan before the king. And they went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household, and to do what he thought good. And Shimei the son of Gera fell down before the king as he was come over Jordan, and said to the king, "Do not let my master impute iniquity to me, neither do you remember that which your servant did perversely the day that my master the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. Because your servant does know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first of this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my master the king." But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, "Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed Yahweh's anointed?" And David said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be adversaries to me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do you not know that I am this day king over Israel?" Therefore the king said to Shimei, "You will not die." And the king swore to him. And Mephibosheth, the son of Shaul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes, from the day the king departed till the day he came again in peace. And it came to pass, when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said to him, "For what reason did you go not with me, Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "My master, O king, my servant deceived me, because your servant said, 'I will saddle me a donkey, that I may ride on it and go to the king,' because your servant is lame. And he has slandered your servant to my master the king. But my master the king is as a messenger of Yahweh. Do therefore what is good in your eyes. Because all of my father's house were but dead men before my master the king. Yet did you set your servant among them that did eat at your own table. What right for this reason do I have yet to cry any more to the king?" The king said to him, "Why do you speak any more of your matters? I have said, 'You and Ziba divide the land.'" And Mephibosheth said to the king, "Yes, let him take it all, for as much as my master the king has come again in peace to his own house. And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogalim, and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. And now Barzillai was a very aged man, 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said to Barzillai, "Come you over with me, and I will feed you with me in Jerusalem." And Barzillai said to the king, "How long have I to live, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. Can I discern between good and evil? Can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? For what reason, then, should your servant be yet a burden to my master the king? Your servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense it with me with such a reward? Let your servant, I beg of you, turn back again, so that I might die in my own city, and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. But behold, your servant, Kimham, let him go over with my master the king, and do to him what shall seem good to you." And the king answered, "Kimham shall go over with me, and I will do to him that which shall seem good to me, to you, and whatsoever you shall require of me, that I will also do for you." And all the people went over Jordan, and when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai, and blessed him, and he returned to his own place. And then the king went on to Gilgal, and Kimham went on with him, and all the people of Yehuda conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king, and said to the king, "Why have our brethren, the men of Yehuda, stolen you away, and have brought the king and his household and all David's men with him over Jordan?" And all the men of Yehuda answered the men of Israel, "Because the king is near of kin to us. For this reason, then, are you angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all of the king's cost, or has he given us any gift?" And the men of Israel answered the men of Yehuda and said, "We have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than you. Why, then, did you despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king?" And the words of the men of Yehuda were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. End of chapter.